Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I see where the Lord is blessing His ministry. It is really growing, and it is marvelous in our eyes, and we give Him the glory for it. So I'm asking all new listeners, already, those that tuned in faithfully already know what I'm about to say. So get your Bibles, get your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God and the person that none other than Deacon Marvin Cox. He will be sharing with us another inspirational poem first, and then he's going to open up the Word of God and share the Word of God with us again on tonight. We always open up with prayer. And we serve a God who can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. What a mighty God we serve. Please pray with me at this time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for just another day that you have made. We thank you that you are in total control. You don't slumber. You don't sleep. You cannot fail. You cannot change. You cannot lie. So we just thank you for who you are. We bless your name on tonight. We come in the name of Jesus asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions, starting with myself and my entire family, my guest, Deacon Marvin Cox, and his entire family, and every saved believer in Jesus Christ all over the land. Forgive us of our sins and transgressions individually and as a corporate body of believers on tonight, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, because your word lets us know that all have sinned and come short of your glory. Even those of us that are saved, we do sin and we falter and fail sometimes. So that's why we thank you for your son, Jesus, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King, that he paid the price of our sin debt on the cross with his shed blood, that we can come to you through him and be forgiven of our sins and transgressions so that we can move forward in our God purpose and fulfill it for your glory in the earth. Heavenly Father, we pray now and lift up all those that are bereaved on tonight all over the land. Comfort and strengthen them. Let them feel your peace, your joy, even your very presence. Let them know that you're with them, and let them feel your confidence, majesty, power around them, so that they will give you glory even in the midst of bereavement, even on tonight. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Heavenly Father, we know that you're still working miracles, signs, and wonders. So we pray and lift up all those that are sick and afflicted in their minds, spirits, and bodies. Heavenly Father, touch, heal, and deliver as only you can. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We now lift up all those that are faithfully tuned into this ministry. We pray, Lord, that you will continue to bless them and grant them the desires of their hearts. We don't want to forget to mention, Heavenly Father, that we do thank you also for your grace and your mercy and your sufficient grace toward each one of us. We don't deserve it, but we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that you will help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in us as your word goes forth, that it will go forth with power, Heavenly Father, that your word will go out and it will not return void, but it will accomplish everything that you set out for it to do over the airways on tonight. And even for those that have been tuning in and put it up through the website, down through the years, that they will be blessed by it, that you will be glorified is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, tonight we do have another spiritual food for thought. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, things are going to get better. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. Things are going to get better. And that applies to me too. Sometimes even when we are saved in Jesus' name, even as seasoned saints or new babes in Christ, sometimes it seems like all hell is breaking loose around us and things like it seems like nothing is going to change for us. And it seems like God's word is not true. And that's a trick of the enemy. That's when doubt and fear start to come in. That's why we got to stand on faith and on God's word. And know that he says that, you know, we've been made endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And so we got to remember that, you know, no matter what it looks like right now, as long as we continue to trust God by faith, we know that things are going to get better. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassador/vessels. And once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at James_Brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. But we're going to go to our music break right now, and I pray that you are blessed by this. For such a time as we're living in right now, I'm going to play this song, and that's why the Word of God says, the fervent right prayers of the righteous avail as much. And that's why it's so important that the saints of God continue to encourage one another in God's word and continue to keep each other lifted up in prayer. So that's what we're going to pray on tonight. Pray for me. After the music break, we're going to come back. We're going to yield the mic to Deacon Marvin Cox. Enjoy the music break.
Come on, KD.
An old song from North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm gonna sing this song here. My, my, my. Pray for me. Yes, sir.
My brother.
If you know you're standing in need of prayer, if you know you're standing in need of prayer, come on, open your mouth, everybody, and say pray.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, pray for me. I hope that you enjoyed that musical selection.
Mm-hmm.
I love that song because it is a true song. And that's why, the Word of God says that the fervent prayers of the righteous avail much, and that we should always be encouraging one another, and we should always be lifting each other up in prayer unto God. So right now, we're going to yield the mic to none other than Deacon Marvin Cox. Deacon Marvin Cox, the mic is now yours.
Amen. I thank the Lord. Thank Brother Brown for this opportunity. This great, awesome opportunity as well responsibility to bring forth God's word. I stand at the altar this evening with instructions for my brothers and my sisters. Because the Lord, He knows about your dilemma. He knows what we are all going through. And He gave me something special to write to my brothers and my sisters. And I just want to piggyback what Brother Brown said. I don't know whether you were paying any attention to him or not, which I know you was. But he just made through the spiritual food for thought word, just made a declaration. And I want you to listen to that declaration. He said, everything is going to be all right. And he said it with the utmost confidence that God has given him. And I'm telling you that everything is going to be all right also. And this evening, I'm speaking to and for Big Nation. That is the poem that the Lord has given me. And I'd like to share it with you because I know that I am not the only one. As I was reading it, writing it down, I said to myself, Lord, I got to share this with your people. And it's also coincide with the lesson that is being brought forth tonight. So the lesson as well as the poem is Matthew, the 11th chapter, the 28th verse. The poem is A Fatigued America. Excuse me, A Fatigued Nation. And I'll read it to you, say, Matthew 11th chapter, 28th verse. Say, come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy and are weary, and I will give you rest. I woke up this morning uninspired. I am sick and tired of being tired. I'm tired of our government who seems to not get it right. I am tired of not winning this COVID-19 fight. Tired of racism, tired of unrest. I'm tired of not going to, I'm tired of secret police. I'm tired of this protest. Hold on, I think I lost my connection.
You're still good.
Hey, Brother Brown.
You can cut. We can hear you. Can
yes,
you hear
sir.
Me? Yeah, you're good.
Yeah, I can hear you. Okay. Okay, I'm sorry. I'll start that over. Okay. So I woke up this morning, been uninspired. I'm sick and tired of being tired. I'm tired of our government who seems to not get it right. I'm tired of not winning the COVID-19 fight. I'm tired of racism, tired of unrest. I'm tired of the secret police. I'm tired of protest. I'm tired of bad news on my TV every day. Tired of not going to church and being able to pray. I'm tired of being a pawn in someone else's game. And I'm tired of politicians just shifting the blame. I'm tired of this pandemic. I'm so tired of crying. I'm tired of seeing friends, loved ones, and strangers dying. Tired of unemployment, which will soon may run out. I'm just tired of the fear. I'm tired of the doubt. Tired of being quarantined. I just want to be free. Tired of social distancing with an uncertain economy. I'm tired of people breaking the rules. I'm tired of our children not attending their schools. Then a friend told me, your tongue you should be restraining. For the last few months, you've been constantly complaining. Turn it over to the Lord if it's rest that you seek. You know that the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. This is what happens when you allow the flesh to speak. It will tell you from trouble you better flee. But the Bible tells us that these things must be. It is all part of God's prophecy. When things around you seem to be spinning out of control, take your burden to the Lord and find rest and comfort for your soul. Just trust in God is my recommendation to you. There are so many others out there who are sick and tired too. Thank the Lord for giving me that, because now we are in a situation when it seems like things are not going our way. When people are tired, they overwhelmed. We are in a position now that it seems like all we hear is bad news. All we hear is death. All we hear is about sickness. All we hear is about people shifting the blame. We took our focus off of the Lord, and that's why the Lord gave that to me to give it to you, because we are. And everyone that I sent that to, they immediately responded with an amen and it encouraged people not to give up, not to throw in the towel. And last week, or the last time the Lord gave me the honor of bringing you his word, the message was never, never give up. But see, the tiredness that we experience sometimes will make us feel not go any further. And I will now read to you from the Gospel recorded by St. Matthew, the 11th chapter, the 28th verse. And I already read it to you, but I had to read it to you in the poem. It says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Now, this is a personal invitation that's coming from God. He recognizes, he said, "Come to me, all ye that labor." And see, we're tired of all of these things that I mentioned, but God also sees that you're tired. He sees that you're frustrated. He sees that some of us feel that there's no way out, that we're not going to survive this pandemic. We're not going to be able to get the proper nurturing that we deserve. But I got news for you, my brothers and my sisters. We're going to make it. Brother Brown just made a declaration to you that everything is going to be all right. But the question is, do you have the patience to wait? You're tired, I'm tired, Brother Brown is tired. Everybody is tired. Why? you might get angry with because our focus has been shifted off of the Lord. We're no longer leaning and dependent on Him. We're looking to Washington. We're looking to our mailbox for that stimulus check because we done fell behind in our bills. We done fell behind with the same like our neighbors. But today, I'm going to give you some encouragement. Today, I'm going to let you know through the Word of God, not what I'm speaking, but what God's Word is saying to each and every last one of us. And our thought is coming from, as I told you, that our thought was coming from Matthew, Matthew, the 28th chapter and 11th verse, but that's not exactly what I gave Brother Brown. The one that I gave Brother Brown was, if you bear with me momentarily, it was, I believe it was Psalms 40 and 31. And it was telling us to just hang on. I mean, Isaiah, excuse me. It was just telling us to just be patient, to hang in there, to not to be weary. And I got my notes kind of jumbled up, but we're going to proceed anyway. Okay, and it reads, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. So this also is an encouragement to each and every last one, because all of you right now that's going through these difficulties, all of you that have not to cope with these things, and every time we turn around, I'm more than sure that there's so many of us right now that is dealing with bereavement. We're dealing with death in the family. We're worrying about not being able to pay our bills. We are tired. We're weary. We are fatigued. And it seems like the load that is on our back is getting heavier and heavier. But the Lord says, those that are weary, come to me, and I will give you rest. Fatigued, we know that fatigue is a physiological thing, whereas one has pushed themselves to the limits of physicality, one has also pushed themselves to the limits of spirituality. And we're just like a sponge. Once you absorb so much, then after a while, once that sponge becomes full, it can no longer take. It loses its usefulness. And compare, if you think about being tired, all of you that have an automobile, we know that we fill up the tank. We can go for miles and miles, hundreds of miles. And once we get down to a quarter of a tank, now imagine yourself being a car or a battery, and you're running low on fuel. Then you begin to panic. Then doubts creep into your mind. You wonder, am I going to be able to make it to my destination? But some of us, we need to stop and get a fill up. And that's all I'm saying, tired is that we need to stop and get a fill up. If a battery runs down low on your telephone, your signal becomes weak. If it becomes weak, we become susceptible to those things that are out there that make us as well as overpower us. So, sisters, I can say it for you. Tired. Lord, I'm tired of this frustration that just seems like it just will not go away. I've done it. And I'm wearing it. I don't know whether I can carry this pain and this weight on my shoulders. But Lord, you told me. You gave me the invitation in Matthew. You said, come, all ye that labor. So I'm not tired from from being tired. I'm just tired because it seems like, and I know you're tired also, Sister Johnson, Brother McIntyre, I know you're tired because it seems like all the labor that you've done, that you've invested in your children, that you invested in their job, it seems like right now that you've invested in other people, it seems like all the labor that we have brought forth. I don't want to say it, but I'm going to say it. It seems like it's in vain that nobody is paying no attention, that everybody is so into self that nobody seems like they care about you, Mother Wilshire. Nobody seems like they care about what you're going through. But God says, come to me. Don't pay them any attention. He gave us that invitation. Because, see, once we take our focus off of him, then all the things that's going on in the world are magnified. All those things seem larger than life. Seem like they cannot be overcome. But I got news for you. God says, come to me. I will give strength to you. I will give strength to the young man. Now, you know, people have what you would call boundless energy. They can go out there and they can work and they can play and come home and change clothes and go out and work and play some more. But those that have reached the maturity level, whereas it seems like the frustration of the world is out there trying to empower you. Well, Lord, I know that you told me that every day I'm going to be all right. And I believe him, Lord, but I need some relief. You told me, Lord, you said, come. Those that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I will give you comfort. Lord, I need to be comforted. Lord, your people right now need to be comforted. But I know you told us to concentrate on you. Do the things that you have told us to do. Because, see, being tired is just a natural human response. We're programmed. Because Lord was forming and making the foundation of the world that says, this is how thy labor, do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it, to not do any work. Thou know that I'm not a daughter, a man servant, nor a maid servant. For 6 days, the Lord made the heavens and earth in all that. And when he on the seventh day, he rested. It's only so much he made himself. Took time out to rest. To be a robot who was not programmed to continuously, even when the Lord, Jonah, and so many were at the bottom of the ship when the turbulence was going on, and Jonah went down to the ship. He was tired. Was tired. So I could imagine that there's a lot of us right now that are tired. Don't know how we're going to make it through the day. Don't know how we're going to make it through the week. Don't know how we're going to make it. Because our bills are overpowered. We're tired. And we know that Thessalonians. Through 13, it tells us, it says, and as for you, brothers and sisters, never tired of doing this good. And I want to talk about that for a minute because there are some out there who have done good for others, And it seems like there is a lack of appreciation for the good that you're doing. There's a lack of acknowledgement for the good that you have done. God's word, 2 Thessalonians 3:13, it says, "And as for you, brothers, never tire of doing what is good." Now, if I translate that over to the King James Version, it says, "Never become weary in well doing." Don't do it. Because, see, your reward is not coming from that man or that woman that the Lord told you to meet their needs. Your blessings are not coming from them. So, it's hard to take the focus off of those that is prospering from doing wrong, those that is prospering from getting over on other people, those that is prospering by conniving God's people, those who are being rewarded for not doing what they do because they happen to be kin to someone. Take your focus off of those type of people because we're going to talk about them momentarily, and God's word is letting each and every last one of us know that in the process of all of these things that's going on, said that I never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed beg bread. So just be patient. Brother Brown said that everything is going to be all right. And I don't have no better sense than to believe what the brother said, because he said it with all sincerity. He said it in a way that is spiritual food for thought. And what does food do? Food nourishes our body. When we're tired or when you're out there journeying and you're running low on petrol, you got to stop and get a fill up. But when you stop and get that fill up, make sure you fill up with God's word. Make sure that you have allowed yourself to be able to receive it. Don't keep on going. Because, Lord, we're tired. We're tired, but we know that you are in control. And see, that flesh, it leans to its own understanding. That flesh is not able to comprehend what it is that's been done right now. That flesh is searching for some pleasure. It's searching for some type of relief. But, Lord, we know that you're the only one that could give us that relief that we so diligently seek. Lord, we're tired. Lord, I'm tired. And so when I speak that, for a lot of people, now, I'm going to give you some more examples. When the Lord fasted, and he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and after he fasted, they say what? That he was hungry. Now, I'm more than sure that we could add tired to that equation. And then, because when you're hungry, there's a weariness that comes about you. There's a weariness that's trying to overtake you that, you know, whereas you lose all power, you lose all evaluation, you don't have the strength to go. And then at that weakest point, which some of us may be at this particular time, we may be at our weakest point. But then if you notice when you're at your weakest point, that's when people go to offering you things just to get you what? To denounce. To get away from, to not be able to wait on the Lord. So we have to be careful because now is that time. Whereas, and Satan, it says Satan, it's not me talking, but it says that Satan offered the Lord, but see, he offered the Lord something that the Lord already had, he said. That one turns stones into bread. But the Lord told him, no, 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 get behind me. I'm just paraphrasing. For it's written, I should not tempt the Lord. So people may be throwing you crumbs. They may be telling you to use your own power to go against what God has given you to do. But now's not the time to go for it. I know, and we know, that you're tired. We know that the race has been given to the swift, nor to the strong, nor to the smart. But he that endures to the end. And we're going to go over here to Jeremiah 31st chapter, the 25th verse. And it says, for I have satiated the weary soul, and I have replenished every sorrowful soul. Now you might say, Deacon, what is that saying to me? But God's word says, we're going to substitute that word, which is just a synonym of, for I have satisfied the weary soul and have replenished. So we know that something is satisfied. That means that you have had an abundance of the said thing that brought forth the satisfaction. And replenish means to restore, to replace. So all of these things, see, it becomes a matter of mind over body. Or should I say a matter of, yes, it is a body, mind over body. Because after 40 days and 40 nights of doing without food, I'm more than sure that a cheeseburger would be very appealing. I'm more than sure that at the end of that, we'll be willing, you know, if you think about it, even the prodigal son, when he was tempted, he said, no, 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 I'm not going to ingest that. I'm not going to put that into my system. It's a better way. And he come to himself. So I'm just saying to you, my brothers and my sisters, it's time for us to come to ourselves. It's time for us to move ourselves away from that weariness. Because God, he knows, he got your back. He's not going to allow you, me or anybody that is holding up the bloodstained banner. He's not going to allow us. He's going to know and to knuckle up under. And I'd like to read to you I just said it a few minutes ago, say, fret not because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. Why don't stop right there? It's saying, like, right now, there are only just a few people that's being prosperous. So, few people that are reaping the benefits of what's going on now. But the word, King David is letting us know, don't fret about these people against the workers, for they shall soon be cut down like grass and wither as a bird. So, what the word, and God said, don't be weary. Brothers and sisters, don't give up, and doing good, never give up. Trust the Lord and do good. Shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. So, and he shall give thee see what these verses are telling me right now is that we're focusing on the wrong thing. We're so busy just fretting over the things that, you know, Moses, God, that we forget that the Lord has gave us a reasonable voice. Him gave us a roof over our head. Even the poorest of us, we got a choice. We don't have nothing but chicken or bread. We can fry it. We can saute it. There's different ways that we could cook.
Praise the Lord. I do not know what happened to my guest. I'm going to have to try to call him and find out what happened to Deacon Marvin Cox. I will be right back. Matter of fact, I tell you what, we're just going to close out right there. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to close out. I do ask you all to accept my – he's dialing back in. Hold on just 1 second. The enemy –
Hey, Brother
always
Brown?
Trying, yes. I had lost you for
okay,
a second.
Okay, I'm back. I don't know what happened, but the phone just 1 second. But we know that God is going to have his way. So cease from
Amen.
Anger. Can you hear me, Brother Brown?
Yes.
Okay. It says, cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Now, God's word is saying there's some people out there, and I'm going to go to Peter's way right now. There's some people out there that you just might want to cut. There's some people out there that you might want to at least run over their foot with your car. But it said, don't think evil of these people. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. For evildoers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Now, we're going to go to a verse that Brother Brown was just speaking to us in this, in the Lord's food for thought. It says, for yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be, yea. So this is telling me that this is, it's going to be all right. Now's not the time to fret. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in abundance of peace. I'm telling you right now that peace is around the corner. It's just a matter of time. And I know you're tired. But the Lord is going to give you the strength and the power and the determination to make it to the finish line. Because there are some things out there. And emotional. Tell me, I say, you need to just give up right now. Or you've been laboring in the Lord for all of this time. What is the use? But I'm telling you, there is a use and there is a good use because God is going to get the glory. It might sound kind of funny, but God is going to get the glory out of your struggles. Well, we say the rest is given to the swift and the storm, but he that endures. And see, to endure means that you're going to have to go through something. It means that you're going to be tired. Means that you're going to want to throw in the towel, not have to, but you're going to want to throw in the towel because your mind is playing tricks on you. But I'm telling you, my brothers and my sisters, we all have went through over this last 3 months or 4 months, even probably beyond that. But this situation just magnified our situation. So just hang in there. We're going to go back to the last time we come together. And don't give up. Now is not the time to give up. Can't you see that the finish line is just how the people say, just over yonder. Just yonder ways. You've made it this far. You've overcome so many things in your life that God is pleased. But there's been so many people that have got to the finish line and said, I can't make it. Well, if you notice, when people are running marathons, what they do, some of them, once they get to the finish line, they fall over from exhaustion. But telling us, Lord, I'm tired. But then once they crossed that finish line, whether they cared to cross the finish line or not, that exhaustion is replaced with something that is another word for replenish, that exhilaration, that infusion of adrenaline, that infusion of happiness to know that I made it. I didn't think that I could make it. My body was trying its best to betray me. My body protested every step of the way. My flesh protested also. My flesh told me that I was a fool. But who's in control here? My flesh told me that I could never get this far. But I proved something to the flesh. I proved that I'm in charge here, that the flesh don't motivate me, but I motivate the flesh. Now, I want to read something interesting to you. And it says that the wicked plotteth against the just and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. So there's a conspiracy out there that's making you tired. Not making you tired, but that's going to play upon your fatigue, plotting on you. Las Vegas got a bet that you're not going to make it to the finish line. But this night, this day, and this time, we got news for Las Vegas. We are going to make it. We are not going to allow none of the things that's going on. We're not going to allow our desire to have a little bit more than what we got right now. We're not going to allow envy. See, people that God is saying like prosperity is their best friend. But God said that we will inherit. So I'm just waiting on my inheritance. It's true. That flesh done protested. That flesh done told me that you tired. That flesh done told me that I'm not worthy, that I should just crawl into a little ball and just give up. I know it's doing the same thing to our elderly. I know it's doing the same thing to those that have carried the bloodstained banner. But now is not the time. Just hang on in there just a little while longer. And I'm confident that whoever you are and however long you've been on the battlefield, the poem was saying that, Lord, I'm tired. I'm tired of the government. I'm tired of this pain. I'm tired of people not going to school. I'm tired of this pandemic. I'm tired of people lying. I'm tired of all of these things. And it was just really a list of all the things that the writer was talking about. He had a whole list. But then later on, what did it say? It said, your tongue you should be restraining, because all you've been doing is complaining. So we can talk ourselves into anything. We can talk ourselves out of anything. But now is not the time to talk ourselves into giving up. I know that you're tired, which is a natural human reaction to things. You do things, you program to go so long, and then after that, fatigue and all these other things, weariness, doubt, fear, all of these things come in, but they just designed as a roadblock to you. And if you notice, sometimes if you watch, if you're a fan of wrestling or boxing or marathon races, especially boxing, when they just in there slugging each other and somebody go into the corner right around halfway through the fight, and they're just so exhausted that it seems like they just barely can make it back to the stool for the sixth round. But then all of a sudden the seventh round comes, and that brother's on his toes. He's bouncing around. He's look like he got energy. And my brothers and my sisters, they call that a second wind. Your second wind is there. You're going to be just as energetic to do those things. And I mention that because I'm more than sure that a lot of us are familiar and have seen that type of situation where a person just had to drag themselves back. But then just a matter of a few minutes, they like stand in the corner for 1 minute, but then they splash a little water on their face and they say, you know, as I said, they're bouncing around and they're taking it to that person. This is what the Lord wants you to do. He's going to give us that second wind. He knows that we're tired. But when that second wind comes, he wants you to be just as energetic as you was when you first started off. So I thank God for this opportunity. My grandson tried to crash the party a little while earlier, but he's gone now. And I just hope that you forgive them. I'm not trying to bring no attention to it, but see, every now and then something will happen where we got to push forward and we got to push through. Remember, I'm tired, but I ain't no quitter. I know you tired, but you ain't no quitter. And you're going to stick around to see what the end going to be. Because this tiredness, the Lord gave us that invitation, and now would be a good time for you to take that invitation. To me, all, he didn't exclude nobody who labor. Now, that's the most important thing right there. All who labor and are weary. And see, that weariness has turned into exhausting because in our mind, we're tired, so we just can't stand no more bad news. But can't stand no more bad news? Then why don't I turn off the TV? Can't stand no more? Why don't I study the Bible more? Why don't I turn? Why don't I come? Why don't I take that invitation that the Lord gave me? So, Lord, I'm tired, but you know what? After talking to your people, I feel better. I'm energized because I know that this is not the end. I know that I have to go a little bit further on down the road. The Lord, just talking to your people has given me that energy that I need. And I just hope that listening to me has given you the energy that you need. I'm not as tired as I thought I was. We don't be too tired to open up a cold one. Don't be too tired to wink at our neighbors. Don't be too tired to do wrong. So why should I be tired when the Master is doing what he's doing? When these things that he told us will be, are being. I should have been prepared for this. So I now turn you over into the hands of Brother Brown, and I hope, thought all of them, I'm tired, but I'm replenished. We got to keep on moving in the right direction, and that is towards the Lord. So may God bless you, and may heaven keep you. And I'll turn you over to the hands of Brother Brown.
Amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. I pray that you have received this word on tonight. I pray that we all have been strengthened by these words of encouragement from Deacon Marvin Cox through God's word on tonight. We apologize because we know that the enemy always try to throw in a monkey wrench when the word of God is going to go forth, and he knows it's going to strengthen his people. So we do apologize for those few technical difficulties, but the Lord still came through and allowed his word to go forth, that he's going to still be glorified through Deacon Marvin Cox on tonight. So we bless his name. We bless the name of the Lord on tonight because he is truly worthy to be praised. We thank him for his word because in his word that he do tell us, you know, things are going to happen in this life that are beyond our understanding. So, but in all our ways, we are still to acknowledge God. We are still to continue to lean and depend on him and trust him because he knows exactly what he's doing. And there's life sometimes is like a process. On the battlefield for the Lord is a process. So we have to learn how to go through the process, and we have to lean and depend on God through our faith. That he's not through his knowing that his Holy Spirit is going to lead us and guide us in the right way. So that's why it's so important that we, like Deacon Marvin Cox said, we need to stay in God's word every chance we get. We need to stay in God's word. We need to stay before the Lord in prayer every chance we get. And then when we pray, don't do all the talking. After you have said amen, that means your part of the prayer is over. That means you need to stay right there where you are and be able to receive a word from the Lord because that's a two-way conversation. It should be. Sometimes it's always a one-way. I have done it myself. Sometimes we have so much we wanted to ask the Lord for, and we don't give him a chance to speak on our behalf or to speak into our lives. So we pray that you have received this word on tonight. Even though in this life we get tired, we do get weary, but the word of God said, be not weary in well-doing, in due season you shall reap if you faint not. So we're standing on his word on tonight, that he is our strength. He is our peace and our joy, that even when we feel like we're tired and we can't go any further, he will give us peace, he will give us strength, and he will encourage our hearts to keep moving forward and fulfilling our own God purpose in the earth for his glory individually, and then as a corporate body of believers. So we just thank God for this word on tonight, and I pray that it has been received, what God has for his people, that you heard it, and you heard it through the Spirit, through the word of God, that you received it, and that it will be a blessing to your life on tonight, and that you can turn around and share it with someone else, that they can too be blessed by this word on tonight. So we're going to close out in prayer as we always do. I'm asking all listeners, if you would please pray with me. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace and your mercy, even your sufficient grace toward each one of us. Although we know that we don't deserve it, we can't earn it, but we thank you for your grace and mercy and sufficient grace. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that lives in each believer, each saved believer in Jesus Christ. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that lives in each one of us. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for every angel that you have encamped all around your people, individually, and then as a corporate body of believers all around the world. You have angels watching over us all day, all night. You have angels watching over us. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that that blood still works, that sinless blood that was shed on the cross for our sins. And we thank you for that blood, Heavenly Father. We thank you that, again, that blood still works, and it will never lose its power. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and our soon-coming King. Tonight, no matter what we're going through in this life, in this world, you said in your word that in this life, in this world, we will have trials and tribulations, but we can cast all of our cares upon you because you do care for us, and you are our keeper. So we know that you don't slumber, you don't sleep. Nothing slips upon you. You know exactly what's going on at all times. You are in total control. And sometimes you still allow certain things to happen to get mankind's attention, because sometimes we can get so fatigued that we can start falling away from you, and we get so far away from you that you have to allow certain things to happen to draw us back to you. So we just thank you again for who you are. You know what's best for us. You know how to get our attention. So we continue to lift up all those that have lost loved ones, especially those that have lost loved ones due to this worldwide pandemic, coronavirus. Heavenly Father, some have lost loved ones and they're not able to get closure because they are not able to be there with the loved ones to say goodbye. And they can't even, some of them are not able to attend a funeral service for them. So we have to do a comfort and strengthen those that have lost loved ones due to the virus. But not only us, but I've lost loved ones all over the land. Mother Henry, and his father, lost her sister in January. And she just called me today and come to find out she lost her last sister this July. So comfort and strengthen Mother Henry, Heavenly Father, and her entire family. Continue to strengthen them, encourage them, and comfort them as they continue to put their faith, hope, and trust in you, even in the hour of bereavement, that you would give them peace and joy and strength as only you can. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we bless your name. We ask you to continue to bless every listener, bless every guest that comes forth over this worldwide platform, sharing your word and the good news of Jesus Christ. And everyone, Heavenly Father, that you are leading to be a guest on this show, continue to bless them and the works of their hands, that their labor is not in vain, that you'll be glorified through each one of them. Them is my prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, know that I love you, listener. Know that God loves you even more. So until the next time, guess what? We're going to continue to give God glory and praise and honor. Why? Because he thought our life was worth living, that he paid our sin debt with his own sinless blood on the cross, that we can be set free and saved from sin and be redeemed back to our Heavenly Father. So again, know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.